Good evening, everyone. So, Daf Lamed Vav starts right in the middle of the discussion, which began on the bottom of Lamed Hayamid Beis, and the Gemara is discussing the Shita of Reish Lakish, who holds that a person is kinda a metziah, an object within Dalaram, if it's within the proximity of the Dalarams. So the Gemara brings Hasev Reb Yaakov Bar Idi. It should be the Girsa that we have is Kame Reb Shim Ben Lakish. But Tanninan Razim Etziyah V'Nafal Leo Ubo Acher V'Hichzik Ba Zesh Hichzik Ba Zachaba. So you have one person sees the Metziyah and falls on it, and then someone else takes it, and that person is Ocha to it. Amr Leit Hipater B'Shelo Amr Yiskuli Arba Amishali. The reason for this din is because the person who was there first and it was in his vicinity didn't say Yiskuli Arba Amishali. And then the Gemara asks, Fatani Nafalo Alea Piris Talis Alea Mavir Nosev Emena from our mission.
Where are you reading? Where are you?
We're starting on the bottom of Lamed Hayamid Beis. Mavir Nosev Emena. That you're mavir the ani from it, even though it was within his dalat amas. I'm really odhi b'shalom or liyiskul abraham shli. Same answer. And then a third question. V'atani Reb Chiya shnayim shemachtishin al omer. Two guys are fighting over a stalk of shicha. Ubo ani acher v'chotfoy milufneim zachavo. And so you see also from there too. You see.
Because the action doesn't really inform us of their intent. Is that the point?
Well, yeah. So it's good. That is a great. We're going to get into the Pnei Moshe. Who's going to say something just like that? If I know what you mean, I think that's what he's going to say. Amr le odhi b'shalom amr liyiskul yarba amos. Same answer. So obviously you have a very is a strong question over here. Why we would ask the same question three times to get the same answer? What were we expecting when we kept asking this question? So. The Bavli also suggests this kind of answer, that the person said that you didn't say B'Shalom or Yiskuli, and the Bavli rejects that because it shouldn't be any different than any other Kenyan, that you don't need to say explicitly, this is the Kenyan that I want to be Kona with. But what the Bavli does come out with is that if a person is Megal Adas, or it's clear from his Maisim that he doesn't want to use the Kenyan of Dalat Amas, then the Kenyan of Dalat Amas doesn't work. So Al Derech Zed, the Pnei Moshe learns our Gemara. Even though the Pashas of the Yerushalmi would be that it's not going with the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi saying that it's not enough to say that he's not Megal Adas, but actually you need to proactively be Megal Adas that you want to be Kona, the Pnei Moshe learns that, he's not the only one that learns this way, that the Yerushalmi goes with the Bavli. And when the Gemara says, B'shalo amr yiskulu abra amr shali, it's really saying that he was megal adas, that he did not want to use the kinyan, and each case is a bigger chiddush. So the first one from Metziah, Pnei Moshe says, that's telling me the ikar chiddush, that if he's megal adas, that he doesn't want to use dalat amas, so that it's not going to work, because he was nafal, so that was a clear gilui das. Then the Gemara asks from Peya, and by Peya he says Holva Torah Zachsalo. He has special rights in Peya, so by Peya would have thought that even if he's Megalados, he would have rights to it anyway because the Aniyim have special rights in Peya. And then the last case was Shnayim Shemachtish Nal Omer. I would have said there's no Gilui Das at all. That's not even. Why was there even a Gilui Das over there that you didn't want to be Kona the Dalat Amas? Maybe they're just fighting over it. Even though one really had rights to it. So on that, the Pnei Moshe says, but we're going to say there too, they shouldn't be fighting over it if one got there first. If one got there first, so the one who got there within Dalat, they should just argue who got within Dalat Amas first. There's no reason they should be fighting over it. If they're fighting over it, so then also it would seem that like the position of the Bavli is that they're being Megal Adas, that they don't want to use Dalat Amas. So that's one way of dealing with it. If you're going to say that the Yerushalmi doesn't agree with the Bavli, so then you'd have to deal with this question of
why would they not want to use Dalat Amas?
Well, they may not know of it. That would be one reason. They may not be aware of the Kenyan.
So then there's the Raya. You want to bring a Raya that if they were specifically not wanting to use it, if they don't know of it.
Yeah, but it would reject the we want to bring a Raya that Dalai Lama's doesn't work. The question on...
So then for sure you can't bring a Raya from this because they don't even know that it works. Well, the oath is that they're fighting over it.
Right, so that would be the Teretz. That would be the Teretz.
No, what I'm saying, but that shows that they don't know that the Arba Amos works. Otherwise, what are they doing?
Reish Lakish would be answering that you can't ask on me from this case, because if there's a case where they're fighting over it, it must be that they don't know that the Kenyan works.
Right.
So it's not a question.
Right.
Okay, continues the Gemara. Am Rav Yassim, Rav Yochanan, Zu Begitin, Mash Ein Kein B'Matana. So this is going on a Mishnah in Hazorik, and this parallel Mishnah in the Rishalmi, that you have three cases, and the Murray Folder goes through them, the three cases of where we say Dalai Lama's works. The Zorik Getla Ishta, where the husband throws the wife to get within, and if it's within Dalai Lama's, it works. Kedushin, the man gives the Isha the Kesef Kedushin. And then Baal Chayv is the case where the loiv is paying back the Chayv to the Malveh. And if it lands within Dalai Lama's of the Malveh, and then a wind comes and sweeps away the money, so then he paid up. But if it's not within the Dalai Lama's of the Malveh, so then he hasn't paid up his chov. So on that comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, Zu begitten, this din of Dalai Lama's only applies begitten, but it does apply to matana. If you're wondering what about the other cases that are in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to get there. But what's with the other cases? The Tosis in Bav Metzia says that this would be a special takana by Gittin. He says by Metzia also, so that they shouldn't come to fight. But Tosis in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Amud Aleph. But also by Gittin, because we were afraid that the husband's going to throw his wife a get, and he's going to think it landed within her Dalai Lama's. It doesn't. And it doesn't work. He's going to think that works. And then he's going to go out of town and not be seen again. And then she's going to be in a guna. So the Chazal were instituted the concept of Dalai Lama. So it would be a special takana just for Gittin. And it wouldn't work anywhere else. Well, Mashen Kein B'Matana. That's and the Chazal could do that. They could say Hefker best in Hefker, that it'll go into that the Rishus around her, even if she's in Rishus Arab, it's going to be considered hers, and she'll be divorced on a Diraisa level. So the Gemara then says the Girsa here is difficult. The way we have it on the Daf is very difficult. We were going to go with the Girsa on the right side of the page with the Ridvaz. With the Ridvaz, his Girsa is the same Girsa that he says at the end is the Girsa of the Ramban in the Shita Mikubetzes in Bav Metzia. And the way it reads is Ruba de Rabbi Yochanan v'Ruba de Reish Lakish. So there's a Ruba is like the Bavli word Ribusa. There's a Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan and a Chiddush in Reish Lakish. Ruba de Reish Lakish, there's a Chiddush in Reish Lakish. Ma Metzia she'enu zocha b'midas acheres. A mitzia that you're not zocha ba midas acheres. There's no das makne giving you the mitzia. You're being kona on your own. Arba mazocha zochaslo matana shezocha ba midas acheres lo kol shekein. A matana which you're zocha ba midas acheres, it for sure works. So Reish Lakish Dafka said his chiddush about the case of a mitzia. That Dalai Lama's is going to work. Because that mitzia does not have das acheres makne. Das acheres makne makes it easier to be kona. We find the Rishonim that say that a katan who cannot be kona through regular kinyanim, he can be kona through das acheres makne, where there's another player in the kinyan that's gonna the makne that's gonna make the kinyan happen. So
and he plays no role in it whatsoever.
What?
The katan can't be makne.
He can't be
lulav.
He can't be makne. He could be kona through a das acheres makne.
Lulav on the first day, you shouldn't give to the kohen.
That's exactly right.
Because
that's right.
You can't get it back.
That's correct. So the this gets into a idea about the machna being the ikar and kinyanim when there's a kona and a machna. Obviously by a hefker or a metzia that you don't have a machna. But when you have a machna, so then the machna plays in possibly more of an integral role in the kinyan. So that's why Reish Lakish would say his chiddush that Dalet Amos works by. It works by a metziah kol shekein. It works by a matana where there is a das acheres machne. And Rabbi Yochanan is the other way. Rabbi Yochanan dafka said his chiddush about matana because matana shezocha b'midas acheres matana which has a das acheres and zocha mitoch arba'amis metziah she'eno zocha midas acheres lo kol shekein. So matana which is zocha b'midas acheres eino zocha from dalet amos doesn't work for. By a matana kol shekein, it's not going to work by a metziah, which does not have a das acheres. So that's a much easier girsa, and that would be the way we would read it. Okay. So heisav Rab Zera kumei Rab Yasev or taninon v'chein lini kedusha. Now we come back to the question. Rabbi Yochanan's coming to say that the din only applies to Gittin. But what about Kedushin? Armalehi Gittin, he Kedushin. We know that there's a Hekesh V'yatzav Ahaysa, the Gemara here doesn't speak it out, but in the Bavli it's all over, that Kedushin and Gittin have the same dinim. So when he said Gittin, whatever we said by Gittin, even if it would be a din d'rabbanan, but they would apply it by Kedushin as well. V'atanninan v'chein linyan chov. What are you going to say about Chov? Chov is also one of the cases in the Mishnah, in Gittin. Amar le shekeinim, amar le zarkeu layam v'imachaloch machalo. So that works differently. That's not working from a special takana drabanan that Dalet Amos works by a Chov. By a Chov, the Malva can make any conditions he wants. He can stipulate whatever he likes and say, put it there and it will be machal. So that's where understanding when he told him to put into his rishus, it works not because Dalet Amos is konoslo, Rabbi Yochanan will say. It works because that was the condition that the Malva made. He said, put it there, it's going to work. So on that, the Gemara says, one second, me'ata filu karv l'loiva zacha l'loiva. If you're going to tell me that, so then it should come out. Then even if it's close to the l'loiva, It should also work, but we said that it should be zacha loivich. It should count. If he can make whatever condition he wants, so then why don't we say the same thing when it's karv loiva? V'taninan karv loiva haloiva chayiv. But the Mishnah says that if it's karv loiva, the loiva is still chayiv. So why is that? So the Gemara says shekein amar loizer keu achi kanis l'rishusi v'dayin lo nichnas b'rishusai. Because he made a condition that it'll be machal, but the condition was it has to go into his rishus, and he didn't do that. Now this raises a very fascinating issue over here because we're going in shita to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dalet Amos doesn't work, yet the Gemara is still calling it that he said achi kanis l'rishusi, even though he doesn't hold of the concept of rishus legabe kinyan. Yeah, it's chov, but still he doesn't know. That's a member of Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't work for Matana. So what would seem it seems to indicate the fact that even though he holds it doesn't work for Kinyanim, but the concept of Dalet Amos is a universal concept. That Chazal didn't make up the idea that Dalet Amos of a person is in his Rishos, and we find this concept in Hilchos Shabbos. That being Maver Dalet Amos, Rishonim say this. That really the chiyuv on Shabbos of Hotzah is going from one rishus to another. But being Maver Dalet Amos also is like going from one rishus to another because your Dalet Amos is like your rishus, and then you're going into another rishus. So Chazal when they instituted the concept of Dalet Amos, wherever they did it, didn't come in a vacuum. They were working within a framework of the fact that there was this idea that Dalet Amos was considered a person's rishus. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not enough that it would supersede any other kinyan, but that idea exists.
It's not a tool of kinyan, it's a see us.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's right. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avo, Kol Elaine Tetufta, Dav Rav Zeira Moisef Kume Rav Yasa. All these questions that Rav Zeira asked in front of Rav Yasa, these questions on Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Moisef Kume Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish himself asked the questions, these same exact questions in front of Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara says two words which are a little bit difficult. Mekabel minei. The Gra, I believe, is not koiris it. But then there are two ways of understanding it. Mekabel minei means he asked him in front of Rabbi Yochanan against him. Or the other way of understanding it is mekabel minei, that Rabbi Yochanan accepted them as good questions. He acknowledged that Reish Lakish was asking good questions on him, it was mekabel to him. But Pasarle Be'ilan Pisraya. But he gave the same answers. So he gave the same exact answers that were given to Reb Zeira. And that shows that he said the right thing. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Peya in Koitrino Soba Magolois, Vein Okrino Soba Kardumois, Kadeshal Yaka Ish Esreos. The Mishnah says that Peya, you can't harvest with sickles, and you can't be ochre it from the ground with axes, so that people should not come to strike each other. So whether it's unintentional, just because there are so many people around, or because it could be competitive and get a little contentious, and if people have weapons in their hand, where Chazal were afraid that it would be dangerous. So they said none of these implements can be used when you're harvesting the peah.
So how do they actually do it? I guess, how do they get it out of the ground?
I guess they did it by hand.
That's very tough.
Use a pen.
I'm assuming. I haven't seen anything else on it.
I'm wondering, like, the
small knife. A small.
They could use a small one?
TSA back then.
It says specifically Cardumos.
So maybe a small tool would. Yeah. Sholosh Uvioys Bayoim. So there were three, where the Gemara is going to explain what this word means. It's an interesting word. Uvios, but in general, it means three periods of the day. There were three different sessions that the aniyim could come in. Bashachar, uvachatzois, uvamincha. In the morning, then the midday, and then and mincha time. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, loy amru el kadei shalifchasu. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, loy amru el kadei shalayosifu. And Rabbi Kiva said that they said it only Shalei Yosifu. So Ramlil is saying is that this is a minimum, and Rabbi Akiva is saying this is a maximum.
But the Mishnah doesn't say what they had to leave.
Oh, so this is very good. This is a very good point. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky raises this issue in Derech Emunah in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, and he says it's not clear how long the sessions lasted. If you're going to say they lasted until the flow of people, I mean, it could have gone on all day, and everybody comes at different times. And it's especially an issue because this is for, the reason why you have this takana, he explains this there, and it's coming from Arash on the Mishnayos and Peah, is because our concern is that unscrupulous people are going to come in, people who are not a Niyam are going to come in, and they're going to take payah, or people are going to take they're going to take stuff that does, or even aniyim would take things that they shouldn't be taking, this the produce that's not set aside. So it's we are concerned for the loss of the balabayas. So the takana is that the balabayas has to be around when they come in. But what are you going to do if the balabayas has to be available and they can come in any time? So then you're tying the balabayas down to his house. So they made certain times, only these specific times, the aniyim could come. But Chaim Kanievsky raises this issue, is that, when do these times end? We don't have a clear gather how long each one of them lasted. But that's what you have. You have the what seemed to be a Tanakama that says it three times, and it's a Machlokas Rabbi Gamliel, and then a Machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Then the Mishnah concludes: Shel Beis Nemer Hayu Malkitin Al Achevel V'nosn pam b'kol uman v'uman. They would have a rope that was shorter than the length of each of the rows of the field, and they would tie the rope to the, from the beginning of the field till wherever it reached, and from that point on, they would take pay. It would reach, obviously wouldn't reach till the end. There would be some space till the end, and that's where they would take pay.
Wasn't it on each row?
Each row, they would do that. They would go row by row.
Like a football analogy. You get a first down, stretch it out.
Yeah.
It's in this Mishnah because this Mishnah is about protecting the rights of the owner of the field. This delineates where the aniyim are allowed to collect from.
Right. But the aniyim wouldn't see the rope though, because they would take the rope away. I mean, they would go from one row to another, but they would see what's left. If that's what
the whole field was harvested, except for what the owner left the payah. So it's clear what is payah.
That doesn't fully explain why they needed to use a rope. I mean, anytime you took pay, it was clear what was left over.
So the purpose of the rope was.
So this is an interesting point. Why did they need a rope? I mean, it's, at a certain point, after doing this over and over again, you know, however often it was done, I think they probably could have figured out where to start from. So why do they keep using the rope? So the first thing to say this, the reason is because really you don't take off pay until the end. Until you're totally done, but they wanted to take off from each and every row, so they're using the rope made it like each row was like its own rishus. So it's like it divided it into different fields. That way they could leave payah from the end of each row. Otherwise they wouldn't have been able to do it like that. They would only been able to take off payah when they were done harvesting at the very end.
It was a benefit of the aniyim because they were able to come.
Exactly. It was a benefit to the aniyim that it gave them access to every row, right?
But it answers the question, Shapsi's question, meaning the idea was not to have one area because it would have been taken off, it would have been collected
that,
right away.
Right, so that could be also, yeah.
But they would come to the field then daily or whatever it was when the owner was harvesting. He was at rows 1, 2, and 3 that day, and he left a section. That means they could collect the pay right away.
Every day.
Right. Demarcated with a rope, no?
Every day.
Every day, a different section, exactly. So
I thought that you wouldn't go to that field, he was totally finished that field.
Like the guy, you shouldn't get upset at the guy that comes to collect every day for 10 days in shul because he's
going to a different
area.
Every day is a new day.
So were these fields being harvested continuously by the Baal Mayos?
That's what it seems like.
So it seems like this is a connected what we said before, because these aniyim are constantly coming in. They didn't have a set time. If you're doing each furrow, and they're having access to it as it gets available, then where do the time build, the morning, afternoon, evening?
Morning
shift. Maybe it's only once a day. Maybe it's only once a day, and then...
But it seems continuous. It seems like...
If it was all taken out in the morning, then there wouldn't be anything left. But it could be that there were large amounts, so... So the Gemara says, "Ma'u ivoyos." What is this? What does this mean? Amar abun kamada tamar eich nechpasu Esav nivu masmanov. This pasuk in Ovadia, which is talking about the ultimate defeat of Esav, and it says how Esav has been searched through and his hidden treasures have been revealed. And so the lashon is ivoyos is a lashon of being revealed because the owner would have to reveal himself for the aniyim to be able to come in. Mm-hmm. That would be the pashup shot. Because of what we said, that the aniyim can't come unless the owner's there. So three times a day, the owner has to reveal himself and become accessible to the aniyim. Or a shliach. Rav Chaim says that also. He can make a shliach, have somebody else there. That would work just as well. B'shachar v'chatzoyse mincha. B'shachar b'pnei haminikois. B'shachar b'pnei haminikois. The Rashi Lo says a very interesting thing. He's talking about nursing women. And because their children are sleeping in the morning. They were up at night, and now they're sleeping in the morning. U'v'chatzois m'pnei ha'tinoikos, the older children, who were sleeping early in the morning, and they come at chatzois. U'v'mincha b'pnei ha'namushois, and at mincha time, the elderly people, who took them a long time to get there, they don't get there till mincha time. So Gamliel says is that it is a minimum, but you can do more. So what would the svara be? So the reason not to do more, which is the svara of Rabbi Akiva, is because we're concerned that if you could have as many sessions as you want, the Baal Bayis is going to invite his friends, ani friends, or relatives, and he's going to have special private sessions that no one's going to know about. And we didn't want to have that. Rabbi Gamliel is not concerned about that, but what he is concerned about is the fact that certain times are just don't work for everybody. So you have to make sure that all the aniyim could come. If you can't leave out any aniyim. And Rabbi Akiva Omer lo amru el kadesh le yosifu. It is a maximum. You can't have more than that. And the Gra goes on this to explain that Rabbi Kiva is not concerned about the fact that the times don't work out for everybody. As long as you're making it accessible to everyone, anyone could come. If you're going to have private sessions that people don't know about, that's not the din of leaving Peah, where it's not accessible to everybody. If people in their practical situations can't come, that's one thing. But he says that says lo amru kadesh lo yosifu har matzah lifchos poches. That's our girsa. That if you want to be poches, you could. And the cross says the zayin hezek laniim kol kach dim lo yil kuto namush yil kuto shar aniim. You're making it accessible to the aniim in general. That's fine. You just can't have private sessions where not everybody would be able to get it. Interestingly, the Rambam paskins three sessions. So, which is not like either daya. So apparently the Rambam understands that there's a Tanakama in the Mishnah. Sholosh uvoyos bayom, bashachar v'chazos mincha, and the Tanakama is concerned for both. Can't have more, and you can't have less. It would have to be exactly three.
So the Eno is removed here in the Gersa?
Yeah, yes. You take it out. Yeah,
I thought that part of the process of